USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The California parents who abused and tortured some of their 13 children were sentenced on Friday to life in prison. But what exactly does life in prison mean? USA Radio Network's legal analyst and host of Radio Law Talk, Fred Penny, explains.
Life in prison does not necessarily mean life. It means 25 years to life, and with good behavior, they can knock off 15% of that. They could be out of prison in 21 and a half years.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan held a joint news conference with Japan's foreign ministers. Pompeo was asked about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
We will talk about the steadfast requirement that Russia not engage in activity that impacts the capacity of our democracy to be successful, and their interference in our election creates risk there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
A lot fewer Americans belong to house of worships these days. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Churches and synagogues might not be as full as you might expect for Easter and Passover celebrations, as Gallup is finding the percentage of Americans who say they belong to a church, a synagogue, or a mosque is at an all-time low. Research showing just half of Americans reported being members last year. From 1937 through 1976, church membership was at 70% or higher. Membership dipped just a couple of percentage points in the late 70s through the 90s, but since 1999, there's been a drop-off of 20%.
Severe thunderstorms continue to move through North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Homes in Louisiana were damaged after overnight storms, but Christopher Harris says he feels very lucky.
I'm thankful and blessed because there is a big tree right next to where my wife and son were sleeping.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/21. See store for details. U.S. only.
The death of Steve Jobs back in 2011 brought a wave of doubt over the future of Apple. Operations guy Tim Cook was seen as the last person qualified to lead Apple moving forward. But it turns out Apple's current CEO, Tim Cook, was the best person to lead Apple. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Leander Caney. He's author of a new book titled Tim Cook, The Genius Who Took Apple to the Next Level, and he explains to me how exactly Cook did take Apple to that next level.
If you look at the latest iPhones and iPads, the products, of course, that, you know, Steve Jobs introduced, they're the best versions of those products. You know, I think they've done a great job of updating them and keeping them, you know, incremental technology, which is not easy to do. You know, people think it's easy and so, you know, any monkey could do it, but it's actually a lot tougher. And then the Apple Watch, which is the first product that Steve Jobs didn't have any input in. They started a couple of weeks after Jobs died. You know, it's been a pretty big sleeper hit. It's already bigger than the entire Swiss watch industry put together. It's the leading wearable. It's the first wearable that's been medically certified. There are reports that it's been saving lives, you know, telling people they have heart conditions that they weren't aware of. And I think as Apple they add more health and wellness features, I think it's going to become an even more important device and something that people will want to wear.
For more news, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.